What is up, my fellow hustlers? Thank you for tuning into the second season of Be Real. I'm so excited to have y'all here with us. If you are tuning in from last season, thank you so much for sticking with us. We appreciate your support. You'll know that last season I was in Bangkok, Thailand. I became international. It was incredible, such a wonderful eye-opening experience. I met some incredible people over in Bangkok who inspired me, taught me things about the world, myself, and what I wanted within my career. I learned a lot about this business, highs and lows. In addition to meeting some wonderful people, I also got to record some stellar podcast episodes with some people that I met during my time in Thailand. And so I will be bringing those to you this season as well. To keep up with the episode releases and also to find some more awesome content, please follow us on Instagram at BeRealPodcast. In addition to finding motivational quotes and things about our guests and things to get you through the week, you will also find those tidbits that used to be released every week. They will now be exclusively on Instagram, so go ahead and check those out. If you are following us on the IG, you will know that our theme this season is manifest. And while I've spent the last few months kind of diving into the process, the steps of manifesting your goals, manifesting intentions for yourself, my experience with manifestations comes back to my own life. And now that I'm in a place where I can look back and reflect upon some of the manifestations from the past years, I felt confident in bringing this information to you and also talking to other people about how they've manifested things for themselves. So, my own personal journey, I take you back to 2016. 2016, Bess had just finished her second professional contract. She was considering what she wanted to do next with her life, where she wanted to take her career, where she wanted to base herself. We were trying to move out of the cornfields. And amongst my research and amongst talking to other young professional artists, this thought kept popping into my head. I don't want to call it a goal. I don't want to call it a dream, but it was just in the corner of my conscience. I kept thinking, what I really, really want to do is I want to travel around the world doing what I love on someone else's dime. That was it. That was the mantra, the phrase, the intention, what have you. It had no name at the time, but it just kept popping up in my thoughts. I thought, yeah, that sounds pretty good. That sounds ideal. And then there, that thought kind of lived for a time in the corner of my conscience. There were no specific actions or efforts necessarily put in place specifically for that goal, intention, what have you. But it always lived somewhere in my thoughts. It was always taking up mental space. For most of the time that this thought was ruminating around in my mind, I had visions or hopes, aspirations towards how I figured this would manifest. I thought that this thought, traveling around the world, doing what I love on somebody else's dime, would lead to contracts on cruise ships. That was my initial thought. Or, you know, a tour. That was what I knew. And so a lot of my energy was pushed towards those efforts, towards finding a cruise job or finding a tour, what have you. Cut to spring of 2018. I'm living in Harlem, babysitting for a family who mentions that they are planning on moving to Thailand at the end of the year. And they want me to come with them. What? So crazy. The doubts started falling in. Do I really want to leave what I've just started becoming comfortable with or just starting to get used to? You know, I'm just getting settled in New York. I'm starting to find my groove. I'm starting to make these really wonderful connections, getting all of these great job opportunities? Do I really want to leave this and go and start completely over somewhere else on the other side of the world where I don't know anybody? Cut to me realizing, wait a second. Could this possibly be? Could it possibly be exactly what I've been looking for and searching for and hoping for all along? And if you know me, I immediately dug into research. I started Googling live music scene in Bangkok, Thailand, and professional singer gigs in Bangkok, Thailand. Of course, we're doing the research. We're figuring out if this is feasible, if this is something that can be attained, if this is something worth putting oneself into an uncomfortable situation for. Cut to me living in Thailand for 6 months, having a grand time, gigging 3 times a week, meeting other incredible professional artists who are doing the damn thing, who are hustling and doing what they love and finding their market, finding their niche, finding their people. It's inspiring, y'all. There was, of course, then the thought of coming back to the US. And so near the end of my time in Thailand, I started thinking about what was going to happen when I came back to New York. And of course, the fears and the insecurities and the doubts started creeping in. Worries that my network would have forgotten about me. Stress about having to double and triple my living expenses. There were all these worries and there were all these doubts and fears. But the way to dig oneself out of that is to do the research. And so I checked in with people. I reached out to my network. I let them know my plans. And now here I am in Brooklyn. And I am doing an incredible show with some incredible artists, creating new works and doing what we love. So on this season of Be Real, I want to break down the art of manifestation. I got really curious about how to use the way the world works, the way of the world order, the universe order, how I can use that to my advantage. People in the arts, I feel like, can especially relate to this. And performers, just from my experience in particular, you audition for 10 jobs a week and you hope on every single one that it's the one. It's the one, that is the job that is going to pick you, that is going to be your future, that is going to be your next experience. And as artists, we're placed in this position so often because our life changes so much. We can be in a new job every 3 to 6 to 9 months to a year. And so we're constantly putting our mental energy and our physical time on the line for 10 job opportunities a week. Sometimes that can be taking a toll on the areas of our life that we're not dedicating as much time and energy towards. There's so much more to life than our art. And at the same time, it is everything else in life besides art that fuels our art. There's more to our career than just creation. So the goal of this season is to discuss topics that will influence and inform our self-manifestations. We'll break down things like setting intentions. Intentions being a target that you are determined to hit. Precision of language is so important. And while I want to stay true to definitions that you can find in the dictionary or on Google, I also want, as our community, as our Be Real community, to have a growing vocabulary of terms, a language that we use with each other to express our current state, to communicate our intentions, and to relate to each other's art. Last season, we integrated hustle, we integrated booked and blessed, the grind, the rally, pace. And this season, I want to start the season off with this general definition of manifest. as can be found in most any dictionary. So to manifest is to prove or affirm, to be evidence of, to display or show a quality or feeling by one's acts or appearance. In other words, to demonstrate. I just want to point out how active this term is. Manifest is a physical experience. When you are manifesting something, you're not just thinking about it. You're not just considering it. You have processed, you have planned, but now you are putting into action. You are affirming what you have already believed, what you have already plotted. You are displaying a work that has been in the making. You are demonstrating your truest potential. And so throughout this season, I want to break down manifest and what it means as a whole when working with a community, but also within oneself introspectively. How does one manifest one's truest intentions? I'll tell you right now, it starts with being honest with oneself, communicating effectively, both to oneself and to any support system, doing the research, putting a plan into action, and then giving oneself the impetus to actually execute one's goal. We're going to talk about dreams versus goals and how to use that within our language. Precision of language is so important. Specificity is a vital part of manifestations and also a tool that has to be used wisely. We cannot plan our lives, our careers, our future down to the day, down to the second, but we can inform our decisions, we can inform our behavior, and we can set up areas of our life for success down the road or for anticipated results down the road. We're going to toy around with the question, what am I doing to be ready? One of my favorite professors in college used to ask this before every movement class. What am I doing to be ready? How am I physically, mentally, emotionally supporting myself and setting myself up for success? We're going to discuss finding balance, finding a pace within our daily lives. We'll also dig into the people within the world around us, both in a larger scale with a community, finding it, building it, playing a part, experiencing having a community, a support system. And then within that community, having your own tribe, your squad, your crew. And of course, we'll also bring back old topics like doing the research and what to do when you're trying to come up from the bottom. I know that most of my listeners are college students or have recently graduated, or maybe are currently summer stock swinging, what have you. And I want to really curate this content and this material for you in a way that works best for you, the listener. The great thing about self-manifestation is you need it for pretty much any aspect of life. There's a lot that you can take and apply to your professional career, yes, but also within your personal life, manifesting intentions for yourself and where you want to be. I very intentionally set this season to be released over the summer because I wanted to give as many of my listeners a chance to take space within time to reflect and also be proactive. And it just so happens that summer is often a time to be able to do those things. So if you're still in school or if you recently graduated and are thinking about your next step or your next steps, or you're considering what you would like to do next, or you're trying to be proactive right now, you're trying to put some things in motion right now, How can you be setting your life up now for future success? In general, if you're getting towards the end of any certain point in your life or your career, and you are preparing to transition into the next elevated part of your potential, this season is for you. This information is to help you set your intentions for future success. So, I am humbly at your service. I would love to hear about any questions, any queries, any curiosities that you have about how to set yourself up for positive, successful manifestations, how to mind shift your way into your elevated potential. If you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. Email me at bess.breal@gmail.com, bess.breal@gmail.com. If you have any specific topics that you would like to dive into, or if you have any ideas that you think would be good for the podcast, I would love to hear them. Also, use our hashtag on social media, #BeRealPodcast or #BestBeReal, and show us how you are manifesting intentions within your life, within your career. If you're looking for more information about episode releases, podcast guests, or if you're just looking for some kick-ass motivational content on your newsfeed, follow this podcast on Instagram at BeRealPodcast. And of course, please tune in every week for new episodes throughout the summer. You can hear this podcast pretty much anywhere: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and we would like to give many thanks to this season's streaming platform, Anchor.fm. If you like what you hear, please let us know. Until then, we will see you next week for our first podcast guest. Best wishes. See you on the grind. Thank you.